This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, when you take a look at your team, and we could maybe trace back to Edmonton, are you seeing much more desperation from guys? And not just tonight, you see Malenstein block Ovechkin, or Krebs get the open net goal when it didn't look like he was going to get there, or Clifton, when he's killing a penalty a couple of games ago, dives to get a puck out. Are you seeing more of that from your guys, and is that why you're doing better?
I think it's all part of it. I think the amount of block shots tonight on a whole shows the level of desperation. You're trying to establish playing that'll help you win every game. And we're talking about our road record. Our road record hasn't been that good, and we're trying to play a harder brand, a simpler brand of hockey, take care of the puck more, be in more shot lanes, and work on our road record.
That team doesn't give up eight goals very often, but I mean, as a coach, what was your reaction to the way not only you guys were able to create, but what you gave up and just the balance there for you?
Yeah, we talked about our second period, that we need to play a good road second period, and I thought we got that. Maybe one of our best road second periods all year, where we managed the puck better, put the puck in a place where we can get it back and create some pressure and the discipline to not take a lot of penalties.
Even when the crowd got into it, and maybe you made a mistake and they scored, it seemed like you answered every time, which seemed to be a big key for this hockey game.
Yeah, I think we kept playing. We kept trying to create pressure. I think, both teams made some fundamental mistakes. You look at coverage plays and a couple tip goals by us, tip goals by them. But I thought every time they tried to get a little momentum, we were able to take that away.
The consistency that Tuck has given you guys this year, I mean, how big is that? Some of the goals that he scored, especially the two tonight.
Yeah, you look at his game, he's our top penalty killer, comes off the bench, scored a lot of shorthanded, big shorthanded goals. I thought tonight, just to get that tip goal and the Samuelson shot was a big moment too. And, he's put himself in a place where, he's always there to create that opportunity, even when we were down. I think you look at the night, the shorthanded goal. Tonight was a real good night for him.
In a week, you've gone on the road and beaten the number one and the number two teams in the NHL. Does that just show you what you're capable of as a team?
Yeah, I think you look at the game in a whole, and we've, inside of those games, you go into Winnipeg, and we had a real strong night in net on a Reimer. And tonight was a little bit of a different game where both teams are kind of counterpunching, and we know that if we eliminate some of the puck play, we can beat almost anybody. We're getting better at it. I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're getting better at it.
Ovechkin didn't get six goals. He got one. It almost changed the momentum, but you overcame it.
Yeah, I was thinking when it started going in, he might get a six, and then I thought I should get my mouth shut.
Dahlin gutting it out after, I mean, you said he was doubtful. We know what that illness has done to guys in that room. For him to come out and give you the minutes that he did.
Yeah, I thought he played a solid game for us. And, you take a guy like that out of the lineup, and obviously the minutes get put on the shoulders of some other guys, and you don't get the offense, and all of a sudden you don't quite get the the breakouts that you need with a guy like Dahls who can get back there in a hurry and make the right play.
What did you do to solve their penalty kill? The first power play didn't go well at all. Second one's in the net, you score. Did you do something to solve what they were doing?
We found the areas to relieve pressure. I think if you make that play, that next play, once you're inside the zone and get the pressure off you, you can generate the opportunities you want. And you're right, our first power play wasn't any good, but I thought the second one, we did a nice job of getting the puck to the middle of the ice, relieving pressure, and then we're set up.